The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer Siman Tuf Pei Tes brings down the halacha that mitzvah al kol echod ve'echod lispor la'atzmoy. That when it comes to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, it's a mitzvah for every person to count on their own. The Magen Avraham says that avada when it comes to the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, that's like any other birchas hamitzvah, and therefore a person can be yotzei by hearing the bracha being said by another. If the shliach tzibur, someone else, says the bracha of alt mitzvah sfiras ha'omer, a person can be yotzei with his saying the bracha. However, when it comes to the actual counting of the omer, for example, when he says hayom shnei yomim ba'omer, when it comes to that, there the Magen Avraham is mesupik as to whether someone can be yotzei the mitzvah of sfiras ha'omer, counting the omer, by hearing the counting that someone else does on his behalf. The way the Mishnah Berurah explains this shaila is really tali in how to understand the Gemara in Menachos Daf Tamachayim and Beis. The Gemara says on the pasuk of Usfartam Lachem, the Gemara says a drasha sheyehei svir l'chol echad ve'echad. Zok the Mishnah Berurah that if you understand what the Gemara is darshing from Usfartam Lachem sheyehei svir l'chol echad ve'echad, what that means is that every single person has his own mitzvah to be sefer to count the omer. Similar to the pasuk of Ulakachtam Lachem B'yom Rishon, where there's a mitzvah called Echod Ve'echod on each person to take his own lulav ve'esrik, then L'chayra, one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer by hearing the counting of someone else. Rather, he himself has to count, just like you yourself have to take your own lulav on the first day of Sukkos. Masha'enken, if you understand that when the Gemara is darshening from Usfartam Lachem, Shehei Sviar Kol Echad Be'echad, is only coming to say that it's a mitzvah on the tzibur to be sefer the Omer, as opposed to the Moshel, when it says Usfartu Lecha, by Shmitais and by Yovlois, being sefer when is Shmita, when is Yovel, that's only a din in Bezdin. Usfartam Lachem is coming to say that that's a din on every person in the tzibur. Then, as Dr. Mishavura, perhaps one can really be yotzei with the sfira of someone else. That's how the Mishavura understands this shaila as to whether you can be yotzei with sfira sa'aymer, someone else is counting. However, if one looks at the Magen Avraham, the way the Magen Avraham discusses the shaila, it seems not like the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Magen Avraham himself says that avada, even though you can be yotzei with the bracha of someone else, the bracha of the shliach tzibur, however, when it comes to the actual counting, then already one has to count himself because of the drasha of Usfartam Lachem, Shehei Svir Lachol Echad Be'echad. Then the Magen Avraham brings down from the Beis Yosef, who says from the Rashba, that maybe perhaps Ayidei Shemea Ka'ineh, one can be yotzei the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer through the counting of someone else. It sounds like from the Magen Avraham that even if you hold the drasha of Usfartam Lechem, which is Shehei Sfir Lechol Echad Ve'echad, is coming to say that each and every person, each and every yochid, has his own egen mitzvah, his own mitzvah to count the Omer. Nonetheless, perhaps Ayidei the din of Shemea Ka'ineh, one can be yotzei with the counting of someone else. So l'chayr, we have to understand, at least according to the Magen Avraham then, what is the shayla as to whether Shemea Ka'ina would work by Usfartam Lechem Shehei Svir Kol Echad Ve'echad, or whether it does not. The way I would like to understand this shayla really is a famous Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in Brachas. Tosfos in Brachas, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, brings down from Shitas Rashi in Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Rashi says in Sukkah that if a person is being mespal b'tzibur and he's holding in, let's say, Shemoneh Esrei, the shliach tzibur is up to Kedusha or Yehei Shmei Rabbah or Kaddish, the person should be quiet in the middle of his tefillah. He should listen b'kavana as to what the shliach tzibur is saying, and then it's as if he himself was said the Kaddish or the Kedusha. Tosfos in Brachas brings down the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, who argue on Rashi. They argue on Rashi and they say that if, according to Rashi, a person should be quiet and listen to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying because of Shemea Ka'ineh, then it's considered a hefsek. The Balt, that he's being Yotzei Aidei Shemea Ka'ineh, what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, the person is being mafsek in the middle of his own tefillah. L'chayra, the Machloikas Rashi and the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, is this Machloikas in Shemea Ka'ineh. According to Rashi, the din of Shemeya Ka'oineh just means that when a person is Shemeya and he hears what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, what someone else is saying, he's Yotze a mitzvah that normally he would be Yotze only through his own Dibur. Masha Einkein, according to the Rian Rabbeinu Tam, Shemeya Ka'oineh is more than that. Shemeya Ka'oineh isn't just that you're Yotze Aideh the Shmiya as to what the Shliach Tzibur or someone else, the Bracha, he is saying. Rather, Shemeya Ka'oineh is literal. That Aideh listening and having Kavana to what the Shliach Tzibur or the other person is saying, it's as if you are mamash saying those words. Memela, according to Taisvis, if you're going to say Shemeya Ka'oineh, that while you're davening, you're going to listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying Kaddish or Kedusha, so then already you're being mafsik as if you yourself would say Kaddish and Kedusha in the middle of Tefillah. And therefore you cannot do so. Mashe Ink, and according to Rashi, one can still do Shemeya Ka'oineh and listen to the Kaddish or the Kedusha of the Shliach Tzibur, because even though it's being Yaitse Aideh Shemeya Ka'oineh, Kaddish or Kedusha, nonetheless it's not as if he literally said it, and therefore it's not considered that he is being mafsik. In fact, Taisus in Brachas brings down that from Rashi, even though one could be Yotzei Aideh Shemeya Ka'oineh, the Kedusha or the Kaddish, that the Shliach Tzibur is saying, nonetheless, one should try to say Kedusha or Kaddish himself, because he says that the Lashon that he uses is that it's Mishum Hidur Mitzvah, that it's Chashiva Tfei Hidur Mitzvah, that the person should be Oina himself Kaddish and Kedusha. According to our understanding in Rashi, that's very good. Because according to Rashi, Shemeya Ka'oineh is not literally as if he said it. And therefore, Avada, there'd still be a Hidur Mitzvah that the person himself should say the Kaddish or Kedusha. Masha Inkin, according to Taisvist, that understands that Shemeya Ka'oineh is literal, that's as if the person himself said what it is that he's hearing from the Shliach Tzibur, then, L'chaira, that would be no Hidur Mitzvah of the person saying it himself. According to this understanding of the Machlaikas, Rashi, and Rian Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps you can understand this Dion in the Magen Avraham as well. If you understand, like Rashi, that Shemeya Ka'oineh just means that you're Yotze Aideh Shemiya, the bracha that the Shliach Tzibur says, but Avad, it's not considered as if you literally said it. So then one can understand that in the drasha, Uspartam Lechem, Shehei Sviel Chol Echad Ve'echad, that according to Rashi, according to that type of understanding, one would not be Yotze Sviras Ha'omer Aideh, the counting of the Shliach Tzibur. Because Shemeya Ka'oineh doesn't make it as if you literally counted, and the din, Uspartam Lechem, Shehei Sviel Chol Echad Ve'echad, requires that a person does his own counting. Masha Inc., and according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, they understanding the Shemeya Ka'oineh, that it makes it as if you literally said the words. That's why, again, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, one cannot be mafsik in the middle of a tefillah to listen Shemeya Ka'oineh bekavana to the Kaddish or the Kedusha of the Shliach Tzibur. Then perhaps, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, one can also be yotze the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer, i.e. the counting of someone else. Even though there's a din, it was Usfartam Lachem, Shehei Sfiel Chol Echad Ve'echad, nonetheless, i.e. the Shemeya Ka'oineh, that he is bekavana listening to the counting of the Shliach Tzibur, it's as if he himself counted, and he's yotze the mitzvah of Usfartam Lechem, Shehei Sviel Chol Echad Ve'echad, Ayideh, the Shemeya Ka'oineh, listening to the Sfira of the Shliach Tzibur. A similar idea, at least that we see in Rashi, and the difference in Shemeya Ka'oineh as to whether Ayideh the Shemeya, you're just being yotze with the Dibur of the Shliach Tzibur, versus idea of Shemeya Ka'oineh, where it's as if you literally say it, you see it in the Rambam himself in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, says as follows. Kol Shemeya Bracha min HaBrachos, mitchilasav at Saifa. If a person hears a bracha from any of the brachas from the beginning until the end, v'nischavein lotzeis bo yidei chayvasai, and he's mechavein to be yotzei eschiv with the bracha that he hears from someone else, yotza, he is yotzei, v'afal pishle ana amein, even though he doesn't say amein. Zok the Rambam weiter, v'chol ha'oina amin acha ha'mevarech, but if a person says amin after the other person says the bracha, ha'reza kimevarech, it's as if he himself said the bracha, v'hu she'iya ha'mevarech chai ba'oisei bracha, as long as the mevarech is chai in that bracha. The Noisei Kim, I speak out that from the Rambam Yutaka see these two dinim, these two hagdaras of Shemeya Ka'oina. The Rambam is saying that when you're Shemeya Bracha Min HaBrachos and you don't say Amen, you're still Yotzei your Chiyuv of the Bracha. That L'chayr is this din of Shemeya Ka'oineh, like we're saying in Rashi. Da'yidei, listening to the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur of the other person, you're Yotzei your Chiyuv. However, as like the Rambam, when a person says amen to the bracha, then it's more than Rashi's type of Shemiya Ka'ina. Then it would be similar to the Shemiya Ka'ina of the Ri Rabbeinu Tam. It's as if that you yourself, Mamish, said the bracha. And that is a different level of Shemiya Ka'ina. According to what we're saying, if you want to apply the Rambam, maybe there would be a difference as to when a person hears the Sfiras HaOmer, the counting of a Shliach Tzibur, and he has Kavanah to be Yotzi, but he doesn't say Amen, versus in a case, if the Shaykh and Amen too, just saying the counting of Sfiras HaOmer, if a Shliach Tzibur says the counting, Hayayim Shnei Yomim BaOmer, and the Shemea says the word Amen, maybe then he can attain the level of Shemea Ka'ina like the Ri Rabbeinu Tam. And even though there's a din of Sfartim Lechem, Shei Sfil Chol Echad Ve'Echad, he would be Yotzei his din Sfiras HaOmer with such a counting. Just want to end off a little bit of a machshava. What is the taka that when it comes to the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer, it comes to mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, you don't just say Shemiah Ka'ine, like you say by so many other mitzvahs, by Kiddush, by Havdalah. Yet when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there's a din of Shei Sfil Chol Echad Ve'Echad, every person has to do his own counting. Perhaps the idea is similar to the way the Chinuch explains the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. As we all know, the Chinuch in mitzvah Shinvav, where the Chinuch explains that the whole idea, the whole koyach of Sfiras HaOmer is that by a person counting up, looking forward to the Yontif of Shavuos, to the Yontif of Kabbalas HaTorah, by counting, he says, Ki kol zeh marah lanu, the counting shows us, harotzein hachazak, a person's yearning, and a person's looking forward, and his rotzein, his deepest want and desire, lagia al azman, to reach the zman of Shavuos, the zman of Kabbal Satayra. Perhaps when it comes to such an inyan of a person by verbalizing and counting, it shows and it brings out his rotzein, his yearning, how much he's looking forward, how much he's preparing himself for the yontif of Shavuos, for the yontif of Sfira, for the yontif of Kabbalas HaTorah. Maybe that's the idea of Shei Sfira Kol Echad VeEchad, and a person shouldn't be yotzei, can't be yotzei with Shemiah Ka'ineh, because we goof for want that every person, by verbalizing and by counting himself, it shows his rotzein, his deepest yearning, how much he's looking forward to the yontif of Shavuos, the yontif of Kabbalas HaTorah.